This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with functional medicine pioneer and thought leader, Dr. Russell Jaffe, MD, PhD, and CCN. Dr. Jaffe is the senior fellow at Health Studies Collegium and founder of Perk Integrated Health and ELISA Act Biotechnologies that offers the world scientifically proven integrative health solutions to speed the transition from sick care to healthful caring. Dr. Jaffe, a pleasure to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for the invitation.
And you are most welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time for coming out today. So for starters, tell us, what are predictive biomarkers?
Well, predictive biomarkers are what you need to know about yourself in the 21st century to survive. It covers epigenetics, which is a fancy word for saying lifestyle. It covers all the things that you can do something about, and that's 92% of your quality of life, also 92% of your lifetime health, lifetime expense, lifetime vitality in the challenging 21st century. And yes, there's a lot of bad stuff out there, and sometimes people need recovery. Sometimes they need to enhance their quality of life, and they need these eight predictive biomarkers to know whether they're at their best outcome goal value, functioning at their best, or they're at risk. And the nice thing about these predictive biomarkers, as opposed to the many, many biomarkers that are out there, the predictive ones actually help you change the habits of daily living, which is about what people eat and drink. It's about what they think and do. And that's where the opportunity is to save maybe a million lives a year, to improve the health, vitality, quality of life, to improve people's sense of gratitude for being alive. If you get good restorative sleep, if you have healthy digestion, if you can get the bad stuff out and the good stuff in proportion to what you need at that season of your life, then you can, like me, feel very well, even though we're in the 21st century where, as my grandmother used to say, the ceilings are coming down and the rents are going up.
Well stated by your grandmother there. Give us, if you would, an introduction to the eight predictive biomarkers and why they are important.
Well, these eight predictive biomarkers do cover all of epigenetics, but it's important to know that we screened over 100,000 lab tests, many of which are specific biomarkers, but they're not predictive of how long you're going to live, say 10 plus years. And by the way, if you're at your best outcome value for these eight biomarkers, the predictive biomarkers, you have a 99% plus chance of living 10 or more years, regardless of whether you're 19 or 90.
Tell us, Dr. Jaffe, are any of these predictive biomarkers more important than the other?
No, they all are essential. They each measure a different aspect of your risk, health, vitality profile. And yes, we did start with over 100,000 to get down to eight, but you can't get below eight and have a complete picture. It's actually amazing that a mere eight test covers all of lifestyle epigenetics.
Today, we're speaking with Dr. Russell Jaffe. He is the senior fellow at Health Studies Collegium and founder of Perk Integrated Health and ELISA Act Biotechnologies here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Jaffe, tell us, where can we actually find these tests?
Well, you can find them at PERQ, PERQUE.com. You can find them by searching for predictive biomarkers or predictive biomarkers in my name, Jaffe, J-A-F-F as in Frank E. You can find them through our lab, which is, as you correctly said, ELISAACT.com. That's the lab. PERQUE.com is where you'd get information about PERQ Integrative Health and the PERQ Integrative Health Academy. This is a monthly continuing education certification program for people in functional, holistic, and personalized medicine. And you can find information about the 8 predictive biomarkers, what they are, and how to make good use of them.
Certainly got the bases covered, and thanks for that information as well. Most helpful. How and where can our listeners learn more about your work?
Well, there is, thank you, there is drrusselljaffe.com. That's one place you can learn about my work. But there's also healthstudiescollegium.org, and I'm going to spell that out because it's health is H-E-A-L-T-H. Collegium is C-O-L-L-E-G-I-U-M.org, healthstudiescollegium.org. That's where our outcome studies, and we've got the most successful outcome community-based studies in type 1 and type 2 diabetes and fibromyalgia, muscle pain relief, etc. So any of the so-called inflammatory or repair deficient conditions, any of the autoimmune self-attacking conditions are where we have specialized expertise that is first line, comprehensive, and ready to relieve people of their discomfort or to reduce their risk of chronic ill health.
Well, Dr. Jaffe, we certainly appreciate once again your joining us here on eHealth Radio. All the best, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Russell Jaffe, the Senior Fellow at Health Studies Collegium and founder of PERC Integrated Health and ELISA ACT Biotechnologies. And for further details, simply visit drrusselljaffe.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.